Hello again, this is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo, coming to you from the island of Shikoku in Japan. And today I want to talk about keeping magic logical. This is difficult and it may be a little bit controversial, but the idea or what I want to talk about is keeping the effects logical, meaning they make sense. There's a reason. So when you are working on magic or choosing magic for your show, you want to make it easy for the audience to understand the point of the magic that you're performing. There's a few things you want to think about. One, is it easy to for the spectator to understand? Does the magic make logical sense? What is the reason for the magic happening? This is a very important thing, and we often forget this. We need to create in our presentation the reason why we are doing the magic. We're doing magic not just to show off or as a puzzle. It depends on your character, of course, how you want to present it, but you want to make the magic logical. You want to have a motivation for the end game, the effect at the end. What was your reason? Other effects as well. There's all kinds of cool magic effects, but would a real magician, if you had real magic powers, would you do something strange like that? What I'm talking about is having some kind of strange device that no one's ever seen, and you put something inside and then you turn it and then this door opens and it disappears, and the audience will see the effect but it won't register because it's not something they are familiar with or it makes sense. Of course, there are times when that is appropriate if you work it into your presentation properly and explain what the item is without just saying this is a box or some weird thing. Of course, this works with illusions. You try to make the illusions look like something interesting or in the presentation. David Copperfield is a master of this. You know, he brings out illusions, but each one has some kind of story to explain why he's using the strange device in most cases. And in our magic, we should too. Of course, if you're doing close-up magic, you have a better chance, a stronger chance of using a lot of everyday objects other than cards, you know, coins and rings and stuff like that. But you want to make this logical reason to why the effect is going to happen. Not just, I'm going to take your ring and it's going to disappear and appear inside my lighter. You know, what's the point? Why is that going to happen? You got to make that a logical step. Same with stage magic. If you're doing stand-up magic like I do a lot, again, you got to have some kind of story or some kind of presentation that will have a logical step from the beginning to the end effect. This way the audience can understand it better and it makes your magic a lot better. It sounds strange, rather than just pulling out tricks, I'm going to show you something cool. Here's a bottle, here's a coin in the bottle. Why did you do that? It's cool, but there's no purpose. You want to create the motivation as why. Why are you going to put the coin in the bottle? And this is where you have to think about it and work hard to create your presentations. That's enough of my rambling about this topic today. So how do you keep your magic logical? If you have any comments or suggestions, please let me know through Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, or through my website at aaronjones.com, or on Facebook at Aaron Jones Magic, or right here on Audioboo. You can put your comments in. I'd love to hear your comments. You can even email me if you wish. You can email me at aaron@aaronjones.com, because I'd love to hear your feedback. Until next time, that's all for today. So goodbye from Japan. Bye-bye.